At the moment, I struck in the dark. I did not know Sut's purposes with regard to myself, but since he seemed to be feeding me rope liberally, I handed him a few fathoms of my own. My notion was that Twer was to be with me on my voyage as unofficial guardian on behalf of Jorain Sut. Well, if he didn't get on, I knew well there'd be other devices waiting, and those others I might not catch in time. A known enemy is relatively safe. I invited Twer to come with me. He accepted. That, gentlemen of the council, explains two things. First, it tells you that Twer is not a friend of mine, testifying against me reluctantly and for conscience' sake, as the prosecution would have you believe. He is a spy, performing his paid job. Secondly, it explains a certain action of mine on the occasion of the first appearance of the priest whom I am accused of having murdered, an action as yet unmentioned because unknown. Now there was a disturbed whispering in the council. Mallow cleared his throat theatrically and continued. I hate to describe my feelings when I first heard that we had a refugee missionary on board. I even hate to remember them. Essentially, they consisted of wild uncertainty. The event struck me at the moment as a move by Sut, and passed beyond my comprehension or calculation. I was at sea, and completely. There was one thing I could do. I got rid of Twer for 5 minutes by sending him after my officers. In his absence, I set up a visual record receiver so that whatever happened might be preserved for future study. This was in the hope, the wild but earnest hope, that what confused me at the time might become plain upon review. I have gone over that visual record some 50 times since. I have it here with me now and will repeat the job a 51st time in your presence right now. The mayor pounded monotonously for order as the chamber lost its equilibrium and the gallery roared. In 5 million homes on Terminus, excited observers crowded their receiving sets more closely, and at the prosecutor's own bench, Jorain Sut shook his head coldly at the nervous high priest while his eyes blazed fixedly on Mallow's face. The center of the chamber was cleared and the lights burnt low. Anchor Jail, from his bench on the left, made the adjustments, and with a preliminary click, a scene sprang to view. In color, in three dimensions, in every attribute of life but life itself. There was the missionary, confused and battered, standing between the lieutenant and the sergeant. Mallow's image waited silently, and then men filed in, Twer bringing up the rear.